Genesis chapter 26. There was a famine in the land, after the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, at Gerar. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Settle in the land that I will tell you about. Remain in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will keep the oath that I promised to Abraham your father. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and give to your descendants all these lands. And through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed. This will happen because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac settled in Gerar. When the men of the place asked about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "She is my wife," for he thought, "The men of this place will kill me for Rebekah, because she was so beautiful." After Isaac had been there quite a while, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out the window and saw Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "Look, surely she is your wife. Why did you say, 'She is my sister'?" Isaac replied, "Because I thought I might die because of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Abimelech ordered all the people, saying, "Whoever touches this man or his wife will surely be put to death." Now Isaac sowed in that land, and he reaped that same year 100-fold, because the Lord had blessed him. The man became rich and grew in wealth until he became very wealthy. He acquired flocks, herds, and a great household, so that the Philistines were jealous of him. So the Philistines filled all the wells with dirt that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Leave us, for you have become more powerful than we are." So Isaac left there and camped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he gave the wells the same names that his father had called them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered there a well of fresh water. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, meaning argument, because there they argued with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one too. So he called the name of it Sitna, meaning hostility. Then he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over that one. So he called the name of it Rehoboth, meaning room. And he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we will prosper in this land." From there he went up to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants dug a well there. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar, along with Ahuzzat, his friend, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me, seeing you hate me, and have sent me away from you?" They replied, "We see clearly that the Lord is with you. And we said, 'Let there be a treaty between us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will not harm us, just as we have not harmed you. But we have done nothing but good to you, and have sent you away in peace. Now you are blessed by the Lord.'" So Isaac made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning they got up and swore an oath to one another. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they left in peace. That same day Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called it Sheba, oath. Therefore, to this day, the name of the city is Beersheba, meaning well of the oath. Now when Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And they were a cause of grief for Isaac and Rebekah.